Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced from alexmercedcoder.com, and you're listening to Web Dev 101. And in this video, we're going to be talking about how the web works, things like TCP, HTTP, and this is again a high level how it works. I'm not getting into like the nitty gritty details, but we'll go a little bit deeper than probably most introductions. But bottom line is this: there are things you need to learn. There are a lot of what's called protocols out there, and protocols are just essentially standards. They set, and the reason why it's important for standards is because then things can communicate. So, for example, language. Whatever language you talk, so if you listen to me, you probably understand English. But English is some standardized. So people have different like words they may use, but for the most part, what most things mean is pretty standard. Okay, so the English language is a protocol that allows us to communicate with each other. If everyone had their own completely unique language, that was only theirs, then none of us would be able to talk to each other. Okay, and that's the same thing with technology. So you end up this issue where kind of everyone tries to reinvent the wheel over and over again. And the problem is then things can't talk to each other. Okay, it becomes really hard for there to be what's called interoperability, things being able to work with each other. So one of the first things you need to figure out is like, how can computers talk to each other? And then this is where we get into what's called TCP, Transmission Control Protocol. And basically, this is just the protocol, the way, the how two computers talk to each other. Okay, and this is going to include a couple different things. And this is also referred, you know, you'll also see it referred to as TCP/IP because it's like where the whole IP address thing comes in. So the idea is that over a network, computers can communicate, can send messages to other computers in the same network. The way each computer is identified on the network is by their IP address. Okay, and there's generally now two types of IP addresses. So there's IPv, I think it's IPv4 and IPv6. IPv4 is probably what you've seen 1,000 times over, things like 127.0.01. And then IPv6, they look a little bit funnier, but they're like 0:00:00:00, things like that. Okay. But essentially, you can send a message to another computer via their IP address. Now, on that computer can listen for messages on a port. Okay, so every computer can have up to, like, they have, essentially, every port is identified by a number that's going to be held in a 16-bit integer. Okay, so that's the actual variable that holds the port number. Is a 16-bit integer. So essentially the highest number you can hold in a 16-bit integer is like 65,000 and some change. So theoretically, the ports on a computer can be any number that can be held in a 16-bit integer. So theoretically, you can have a port that's numbered anywhere between like 1 and 65,000. Okay, does that mean you're actually going to have 65,000 things listening on one computer? No. It just so happens that that variable can hold up to that number because of its size. Okay, and that's just an interesting factoid. Like, you know, an eight bit number or an 8-bit integer can go as high as like 256, things like that. I mean, these are the reasons why like it was such a big deal to go from like 8-bit gaming to like 16-bit gaming to 32-bit gaming, because the higher that number of bits, it just meant the more complicated one thing can be. Like when you had 8 bits, you only had 256 values, so you basically only had 256 ways of expressing yourself, and that had to be used in creating like a program. And again, the more bits you can use, the more complex things you can express. Cool. So in that case, every computer can have software that registers with the TCP protocol to say, hey, I'm going to be listening for any messages that come into this computer on this port. So this is why you'll see things like 127.0.01, which is the IP address, and then it'll be like :5000. That's the port. So saying, hey, send it to that computer, and technically anything that's listening on that port can hear this message. And this message can be any format. So the way, basically, at the end of the day, what TCP/IP is, it's essentially the post office. It's the way that messages get back and forth between computer to computer, but that's essentially how it works. Okay, basically, on a network, message gets sent, as long as it's the right IP address, to a port where there's some piece of software listening, then that piece of software will receive the message and do something with it. Okay. Now, what happens is that, I mean, those messages could be anything. And the thing is that that piece of software that's listening for the message has to kind of know how to read the message. So if every message looks different, how am I supposed to program software that can just read anything? Because I wouldn't even know where to start. So there needs to be another protocol for how those messages look like. There's a lot of different ones, okay? But when it comes to the web, that protocol is the Hypertext Transfer Protocol, HTTP. So it's just like the way those messages get written. So if you Google like HTTP requests, you can actually see like examples of the actual text. These are like little text messages that have a very particular format. And generally, everything on the internet knows how to read these HTTP messages because they're all written the same way. Okay, whether I'm asking for google.com or I'm asking for alexmerced.com or whatever website, the actual request is written in the same sort of format. So this is kind of like a business letter, where a business letter has to have like the same format. Okay, cool. So essentially, when I'm using an internet browser like Chrome or Firefox or whatnot, it doesn't matter which one I'm using, they're all going to use the same format, HTTP, for how they write the message. And that message is going to get sent through TCP/IP. Okay, so if I type in like google.com, what happens is that message is going to get sent out. And then what's going to happen is that it's going to get sent over all the way to what's called DNS. So generally what's going to happen is going to first go out of my computer through my network cable or through the wireless into like a router that I probably have hooked up. Then from the router sends it over to the modem. Then the modem is going to route it to the ISP, the internet service provider, which is, you know, sort of your regional sort of hub point, who then sends it to something called DNS, the domain name service. Think of it as like a big giant phone book for the internet. And in that phone book, there should be a listing saying google.com. Well, at the end of the day, like, their domains are just names. They're just names, and that's not how TCP works. TCP works based on IP addresses. But generally, every domain have what's called, again, they're registered with DNS, the big yellow phone book. And then that domain can have many different records on it that help tell it which request should be sent to what IP address. So generally, like www. You know, whenever you see a subdomain, that could be a different record, what's called a DNS record, pointing to a different domain name. This is why you'll see like sometimes different websites on different subdomains. So then what happens is that we go to the DNS and we look up google.com, and there'll be a record saying www.google.com or just google.com points to this IP address. So there's the computer that should handle any requests for Google. So then now my request goes out to that computer. Now you'll notice I never mentioned a port. Like, what port? You don't see that. The reason, because web traffic, any HTTP traffic, by standard sent over port 80 and port 443. So basically you don't have to type that into the browser because it's assumed. Okay, it's assumed that if you type in HTTP something, it's going to go over port 80. And if you type in HTTPS something, it's going to go over port 443. That's just the default behavior of all web tools. It's something you don't have to express. It's not that it's not being expressed. It's just that the browser is kind of interjecting that detail for you. Okay, so essentially when you type in, you know, google.com, it's going to go to Google servers on port 80 or port 443, and then Google will have software running on that computer, which is called a web server. This is essentially what you build in the back-end development. They're going to have a web server listening on that computer for listening for messages on that port. And then that software will know how to handle that request, which will send you back a website or send you back some data. That's what the back-end developer does. They create that server software that handles those, that listens for those messages. And then that's going to send a response, and then that just basically sends a response back in the same manner. Okay, so that's essentially how the internet works. Okay, it's just literally computers passing back and forth text messages to each other. It's just like being on your cell phone, sending text messages to your friends. The only difference is that we have all these protocols that create standards that allow us software developers to create software that can read these messages because they all look the same. This is why like standards and protocols matter so much. So hopefully this gives you a little clarity on how the internet works and what IP addresses are and ports and DNS and all this stuff is. My name is Alex Merced. You can always Join the Slack community by going to devnurseryorgarackoverflow.com. Have a great day and enjoy.